I'm an intellectual. I'm an intellectual. I'm an intellectual. I need you to understand me if you can't stampede. I need you to shake that yash in those grandma panties. Get off, get off, get off, get off. I need you to understand me if you can't stampede. I need you to shake that yash in those grandma panties.
Yo, 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 what's going on, people? It's your boy Kim. And welcome back to another episode, another season. Of the Flying Intellectual Podcast. In the background, I got my boy Kunlay playing right now. He got a new EP that he released a couple weeks ago called Remember Me When This Is Over. Really good stuff, man. Dude can rap his ass off. Really good beat selection. Nice mix. Hey man, I'm a music dude, so if you ain't built like Liam, doing good music, I'm gonna big you up. So shout out to my boy Kunlay, K-U-N-L-E-I. Y'all check him out. Remember Me When This Is Over on all streaming platforms. Welcome back. As I said, it's a new season. Thank you for your support thus far. Every listen, every share, it goes a long way, and in building this podcast brand, building this brand overall. And we are talking about brand building on this season. This season, I will be doing my best to educate as I can, given the knowledge that I have as it applies to brand building, creating a brand, finding ways to be successful with your brand. I will have people on the show as well who are doing branding at a high level, friends of mine, and I just will have them on the show to give different points of view and different insights, and hopefully some questions that you have as it applies to brand building will be answered in some way, shape, or form. All right, so tell your neighbor, send a text. Make a call, tell them, yo, the FYI podcast is back in full effect. Hey, yo, Dangles. If you don't know that movie, then you're too young to listen to this podcast. No, but seriously, though, you should know Shutter. That's a big movie, all right? but anyway, we're just having some fun. But yeah, let's get into business, man. Brand building. This is serious stuff. Why? Because everybody has a brand these days, and it seems like anybody can do it. Here's the thing. Anybody can do it, but there are some things that go into it that are necessary and are super critical to not only having a brand, but having a successful brand and a long-living brand, a brand that can stand the test of time, okay? Now, branding, the term branding, just a quick little history lesson, dates back to the 1500s, where ranch owners had their own unique marks that they would burn into their cattle to show ownership. All right, these marks helped identify their cattle or their livestock to, you know, just in case the livestock got loose or, you know, got out of the off the ranch, they would not have to fight with the other ranch owners because, hey, it's already branded. There's nobody else in this area with this brand as me, so it's my livestock. If you want to relate that to modern time as it applies to brand, a brand is an identity. It's something that you are literally stamping a product with everything that you believe, everything that you entail, everything that your brand mission entails as well, your values, all of that goes into the building and the establishing of your brand. Your brand makes a promise to your customers about the quality, the service, the experience, etc., that your brand gives. Whatever your brand rests on as it applies to the laurels of your brand, the values, your mission, And the makeup will all be relayed through everything. And should be always relayed through what it is that you're doing. You have to think about your brand as not only as a individual entity, but also as a business. You have to think about the reputation of that. And when I say that, I mean, you want to know what the consumer thinks about your business. So all of these things that you're putting out, you want to make sure that you're directly leaving an indelible mark on the person that are partaking and that are buying from you. It's really what distinguishes your business from the other companies. And you want to make sure that your relationship with your consumer is unique in such a way that they can identify and they can mark who it is and what it is they're buying from. You want to make your brand memorable. Find ways to separate it. Find ways to put not only the pretty and fancy things into it, make sure that your brand has substance. Make sure your brand has, it can be sustained throughout the test of time. Make sure that you are giving your story through the brand and making sure that you're meeting a need that you saw in the first place. A lot of people in this day and age are starting brands just for shits and giggles, right? Everybody on social media seems to have a brand. Everybody is selling something. Now, what separates everybody from the elite brands are the core values, the morals, the story. And we'll get into that a little bit later. But from the Nikes go on all the way down, you recognize that the elite brands who have been here and stood the test of time, they are excellent storytellers. Being able to tell a story through your branding is important, and it is crucial to being able to stand out and to be set aside from everybody else. Not only do you want to be able to sell something, you want to be able to give a piece of perspective that you feel is missing in whatever arena your brand is. A brand's DNA is all those things that we're talking about, and we've talked about the story, the values, the things that go into the brand from the start would be considered a DNA. And just like a human being, your DNA stems from generations, right? My DNA doesn't just come from Martha and Charlie, who are my parents. My DNA goes from their parents and their DNA from their parents and so on and so forth. It goes on for generations. So the way that we'll relate that to branding, you want to know that things like your vision, your mission, and your short-term goals are all derived from the core things that make your brand what it is. So your brand's DNA has to be solid and set in stone with good core values. A couple ways that you want to build a successful brand, period, are you want to define how you want to be perceived. When your customers are finished using your products, how do you want them to describe their experience? Do you want them to say, it was cool, I got this I got this shirt from FYI, it was all right, Nah, that's not what I want to relate. Right? I want to make sure that when you get that piece of whatever it is, whatever merch, whatever my brand is being utilized on, I want to make sure that it's excellence. I want to make sure that it's mindset personified. And that is what my brand is, one of its core values or one of its mission. We want to personify mindset. So let's break that down for those who don't understand. All right, I'm going to use my brand as an example. Fly Young Intellectual. When you have a brand, you want to have a very detailed explanation of what it is that this brand is supposed to relate. You also want to have a very short and concise definition of what the brand is. In both of those definitions, you have to be clear and concise and make sure that you are relaying the core values of who it is that you want the people to know about who it is and what it is that you want them to know about. So, for example, if someone was to sit down and ask me, hey, man, what is Flying Intellectual? Like, we are in a meeting. I'm having a meeting. I'm sitting in front of these execs. They are taking the time out. I would say something like, hey, Flying Intellectual is a movement that personifies mindset. Now, let me break it down for you. Being fly allows you to have confidence. Now, these are the personifications of the mindset. So let me break it down. Fly. For me, fly is and if you know me, you know I like to dress up, you know I like to look good. I get that from my dad. All right? My dad, I've said it multiple times before, but maybe you're just listening for the first time. So I get that from my dad. My dad was always a fly, well-dressed, tailored, suited, clean guy, city boy from Antigua. All right? That's where my dad is from. Also, I have to give a little credit to my mom. My mom was a seamstress. So she also was always doing work on clothes and stuff like that. So I guess that's where I get like my tailoring, you know, having things, wanting things to sit a certain way. I get that from both of them in some kind of way. You know what I'm saying? Cool. You look good, you feel good. That was always something my dad would say. And literally, as I've gotten older, I really do believe sometimes, not sometimes, all the time. I literally believe, hey man, the better I look, the better I perform. Cool. Young. How do we personify youth, right? Youth is a mindset, right? Of course, yes, if you're between the ages of such and such, technically you're considered a youth. But what about when you pass that threshold? Is Flying Intellectual only catering to kids and young people? No. Even if that's my direct target audience, and we'll get into that later as well, knowing who your audience is. But I don't want anybody to be exempt either, right? So when I came up with the idea, of course I had questions. People questioned me like, yo, Flying Intellectual, like, how do you sell that to everybody? Well, youth, everybody wants to be youthful for the rest of their life. I don't care how old you are. You know what I'm saying? Like, youth is a mindset. My dad is 82 years old, and you wouldn't be able to tell that. Why? Because he's a spry, you know, fun-loving, jovial. Every time you talk to him, he has something fun. You know, he's not like that negative Nancy. You know, you go to an old person and you say, hey, man, how you doing? Well, you know, I'm holding on. I'm doing my best. The Lord is good. I get a backache today and a headache. But, you know, but it's not only just that. It's that every day. If you had to ask somebody, like, how are they doing? And they kept, like, giving you this negative thing, it'll get a little tiresome. It'll get a little old, right? So with youthfulness, you want to be able to have that stress-free mentality. Youth comes with really your mind staying young, you know, being as free as you can be and living your life in that type of way. To me, that's personified. That is mindset personified. That is how you keep your youthfulness. And then finally, intellect. Intellect could be defined as many things, but for me, I embrace intellect as education, free thinking, keeping an open mind, having the ability to listen to information and receive information without shutting it down. And in my mind, being fly, being young, and being an intellectual put together, those three things, all those things fall under it, and that's at the core of who we are. That was the long answer, all right? Bet. Let's say I'm in a, I don't know, coffee shop or something, I'm wearing my hat or a shirt or something, somebody sees Flying Intellectual, they're like, yo, but we're, you know, I'm on a time crunch, I got a meeting. So, but they took the time out, so I have to take the time out in as much time as I have to explain, hey, what it is. Here's a quick answer for you. Kobe Bryant's Mamba mentality meets Deion Sanders' persona. Kobe Bryant, Mamba mentality, direct and intense focus on the goal, achieving it, being successful, not letting anything come in the way. Deion Sanders. Deion was literally the guy who said, you look good, you feel good, you feel good, you play good. You play good, you get paid good. That's it. That's Flying Intellectual, literally. Like, be so friggin' locked in on your goals and nothing can stop you, and look good while you do it. That's my short answer. So always have, I recommend, always have a long version or, not or, and have an amended version for different times, because different times require different answers, and it can all, but it all helps in you pushing your brand forward and answering questions and letting people know who you are. All right, cool. So that's brand DNA. We are talking here, we're just talking about the core of what your brand stands for. Find that out. Take the time to make sure you can answer that question from day one or day two or day 10. It doesn't matter, but make sure that before you become an official entity, before you put it out to the world, you can answer the question, what is Nike? Who is Nike? What is New Balance? Who is New Balance? All of these companies have answers for that because they have a story. They have where they came from. Also, you want to make sure that you're meeting a need. The best brands always came when they found a way to answer something or to fill a void. And I feel like that is like a huge part of branding. Don't just brand to brand. Brand to fill a need. For me, Flying Intellectual, I needed to feel more personified mindset. I needed to literally verbalize and vocalize the way that we should be striving and going after our goals. So that's what I created. That might not be your thing. You might be in skincare and you see that there's not a toner that is soft but abrasive enough. Find whatever it is. We're just shooting in the dark here, but whatever your alley is, whatever your avenue is, it could be clothing, it could be music. Know who you are. Figure out your identity. And that doesn't come day one. It doesn't come day two. And when I said figure it out, I didn't mean don't start just because you don't know. But you have to figure it out. It may take a day. It may take, the proper development may take a year. It doesn't matter. But just make sure that at the core of your brand, you know who you are. That will help alleviate down the road a lot of issues and questions that you will have to come across. Your identity. The way that your brand is presented. The thing about identity is, you know that there's only one you. Who is Kemuel? Now that question could be is a deep question, right? I saw a old video of Jay-Z the other day, not the other day, old video of Jay-Z with Nardwar. If you're familiar with the guy Nardwar, who from Canada that he interviews people in a very quirky and his own individual way, which we're talking about identity, and he asked Jay-Z, Who are you? And Jay-Z, being the type of, you know, thinker he is, he's like, yo, you know, a dude from Marcy Projects that, you know, took advantage of some opportunities and did his, you know, da 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 da. And he's given this elaborate answer. And Nardwar, in his quirky cell, after he finished that, he was like, and you're Jay-Z? And Jay-Z was like, oh, like, I thought you meant like, yeah, you know, like, I thought you meant like, who am I? Like, a deep answer. Nah, he just literally was saying that. Who are you? I'm Jay-Z. But Jay-Z knew who he is, and he wanted to give the story of who he is and who he wants people to know that he is. And that applies to branding as well. There's only one you. So you already have the advantage that everybody has. Everybody is an individual. Yes, we are influenced by certain things, and yes, me growing up, I was influenced by the morals and the things instilled in me by my parents. But at the core of me, there's only one Kemuel. I see the world in a way that's different to you. So Find the power in that. It may be different. It may not look like another brand. And that's okay. You want to stand out. You want to have something that is unique. Find pride in finding your identity. And that is a part of your DNA. Now, with that comes visual branding. The way you brand visually is everything. From your logo to your alternate logo, to your color schemes, to your font choices, shoot, to even your font sizing. All of these things can be manipulated and made unique to who you are. There are some very excellent brands out there that it doesn't take nothing but a second for you to know, oh, that's such and such. Oh, that's Fenty. Oh, that's Sony. Oh, that's Spotify for sure. Oh, that's Tidal. All these brands, as soon as you see it, even if it wasn't the word, it could be just the logo, it's distinct enough to be identified. And that comes with time. Of course, if I saw the Spotify logo one time, it probably wouldn't register. But you start seeing it on billboards, you start seeing it on your computer, you start seeing it on your phone. Eventually, you're going to recognize that, oh, shit, that's definitely Spotify. Find different ways to bring your branding visually to life. Have a main logo. Have an amended logo, an alternate. For example, Flying Intellectual. Some people, it may look like it's a long word. It's kind of long. Intellectual itself is long, right? That's the longest word out of the whole thing. FYI, that's my acronym. Now, you may say, shit, that's been taken before. That's for your information. Touche. Here's the thing. I thought about that. I knew that I would have to fight FYI. To be able to rebrand FYI wouldn't be an easy task. But here's what I figured out. Because my brand relays information, because my motto is to inform, inspire, and to interact, I'm literally lining up with the other FYI, which is for your information. Because I want to be able to bring information to the forefront in as many ways as I can. So I knew that, hey, yes, it would be a challenge to take the acronym FYI and relay that to be Flying Intellectual instead of it to be for your information. However, through hashtags, through different ways of branding it visually, you would quickly figure out that, oh, this isn't just for your information. This is something unique. This is something different. However, it does also line up. So it's almost like an interchangeable. It's almost like, you know, literally like an interchangeable, like a double entendre, so to speak. All right. For my hip hop heads or my literature heads out there. Shout out Miss Heskey, my high school English teacher. So figure out your logo, your alternate logo, your color schemes. Color schemes are everything. Everything. When you see something, you want to be able to identify it. And it's not just colors, right? Because, right, you know, white is white, yellow is yellow, red is red, right? But it's the series that you use it in. It's the combination that you put it with. So you want to make sure that you have a few colors that go with your brand that will then you can use interchangeably, mixed and combined with your logo. And over time, as long as you're consistent, over time, people will identify it. Let's segue to consistency. There is no building a brand without consistency. Period. How did these young people say? Period. There's no branding without it. Period. With the T on the end. All right? Without consistency. You got to be consistent. There's no way to build a brand without over and over and over again doing different things to bring your brand to light. You cannot do something this month, disappear for 3 months, come back in 4 months, do something again, unless you are a major influencer or somebody of celebrity status where they can afford, literally afford to go and come and go and come. Even Rihanna, who has stepped away from music and is full on in her skincare and full on in her lingerie and full on in her Fenty things, you recognize that Rihanna, yes, she makes the joke, yo, the album is coming when it's coming, but she's being consistent. She's being consistent on one side of things, which is, look, I'm building Fenty. Y'all gonna get this Fenty until I decide I'm ready to give you the music. And she can afford to do that because she's done the music for so long and literally has been so great at it that she stepped away. And even though her fans are begging her for this album that's sitting on ice, she's like, yo, we doing this over here. We are consistently building Fenty skin, Fenty lingerie, everything that falls under Fenty. And y'all will get the music when you get it. And that's Rihanna. So who is Kim? Right? For me to go consistent 1 month and then disappear on y'all. Then Flying Intellectual wouldn't be able to even resonate. And that's the thing. You want to be able to resonate. You want to be able to break through the barriers and the walls. That will be there. Everybody has to go through that. When you're building something from scratch. And the fact that you're building it from scratch means that you have to build a foundation. And to build a foundation, you have to be consistent. Because the foundation has to be good. It has to be solid. It has to be on solid rock for my Bible heads. So once you're building a brand, consistency is everything. And if you're going to be consistent, and if you're going to learn, if you're going to listen to this information I'm giving you, it will not work unless you're consistent. That's one thing I can promise you. It will not work. None of this stuff that I'm giving you right now will work unless you're consistent. Be consistent. I promise you, it's a life hack. Consistency today can change your life tomorrow. That's an FYI gem, all right? Within branding as well, you cannot do it by yourself. You have to build a team. You have to know your weaknesses and your strengths. You have to be brutally honest with yourself. And that's something I'm still getting accustomed to. Being brutally honest with yourself. Are you good at this? Nah, you suck. You stink. Find somebody to help you on that side of things. Now you might not have the money to find somebody to help you on that side of things. Then do the research on that side of things to help yourself become a little better until you can afford to hire somebody to help you on that side of things. Don't use money as an excuse, guys. That's another thing. I tweeted the other day, and it came to my spirit, and I just wanted to like put it out there. Do what you can with what you have. No, do what you can as you can with what you have, and God will bless it. A lot of times we, and this is outside of branding, this is just life, right? You know, we can, branding and life is essentially, it can be used interchangeably. A lot of times we use the excuse that, hey man, I don't got the money, I don't got the resource, I don't got this, I don't have this, no, I don't. Cool. You don't have 50 things. What's the one thing you do have? Okay, you answer that. You answer it. Literally. It's not a rhetorical question. As you listen to this podcast, you could pause the podcast and be like, yo, what is the one thing that I have right now? What is the two things? What are the two things that I have right now? Three things. Pause the podcast and really ask yourself, what is it that I possess right now? Take those three things and find a way to move forward with those three things. And I promise you, with consistency, those three things will turn into six things, will turn into 12 things, and it will continue to multiply. But don't just sit on your ass thinking like, yo, I don't got $100 to go and buy this right now. Cool. You have $10? Then save that. What's that thing that you could do without this month that will help you save up for that to register your business? What's that thing that you could file for your LLC that you don't need this month? Figure out what it is, make the sacrifices for the long term. And that applies to branding and that applies to life as well. As you're building a team, find the people who are coming to help and not to deter. A lot of times we are in a situation, we get put in situations where, you know, you pair up with this person for hype because they have a good following, but that person might not be a great work fit for you. Make sure you know what your needs are and find someone who can meet those needs. No man is an island. So you want to make sure that not only are you building a team, great branding comes with great partnerships and great collabs. Network your ass off. Network, 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 network. I don't even know how many times I said it, but network. Find opportunities for collabs. And this is not just an easy recommendation. This is something I feel is true. If you look at all the greatest brands, the way that they continue to keep themselves going and to present themselves to different avenues and different audiences is through collaboration. Crossing over. Just like in music, right? They call it crossover, where, like, you know, you come in from this genre and you go over to that person's genre. Why? Because you want to get help, you know, get some of that person's fans and bring some of that person's fans to your fans. You know, you want to be able to cross. You want to be able to cross avenues. Or you'll be on an island. Once again, no man is on an island. An island is completely surrounded by water, right? So at least you want your water to be your audience. Completely surround yourself with the proper collaborations. Completely surround yourself with a proper team. That's the only way you want to be an island. Being surrounded by the proper things that will help you elevate yourself. But do not think that you can go in this all by yourself. And I have to learn that. I have to learn that the hard way many times because I'm hard-headed. And look, man, I love to do shit myself. I ain't gonna lie to you. I wasn't the guy who liked to do group projects in school because I felt like more times than not, somebody gonna pay us and it's gonna fall on me. So just give me my single project and I'll do it myself. Once in a while, you got a good group where everybody was doing their thing and it was easier. But for the most part, you recognize that it was slowing you down. So you want to make sure that you properly hand select and hand pick the people that you want to be a part of your brand. Know your audience. Know your consumer. Know your target audience. You have to be able to have a target audience. Flying Intellectual, we are here specifically for the youth. That is initially who it is that we are directly relating to. My age group and down. But also, it is for everybody. But you cannot go out there thinking like, oh, I'm just going to, you know, have a blanket audience. Yo, whoever comes on. No, know your audience. It helps save you money. It helps save you time. It helps your messaging be more direct, knowing who it is that you're talking to. And from there, as you continue to grow and as you continue and as your brand grows, then more people will continue to join on and become more aware of it and to support. But have a target audience. Know who it is your consumer is at all time. Branding is not just for, don't look at it as it's just a facade or something cool to do right now. Everybody is a brand. You are an entity. You are a walk-in entity that can be branded because you are you. You are an individual. There is something unique about you, and that's what branding is about. Finding that uniqueness and put it in, out to the world in as many great visual and different ways as you can. Figure it out. Don't just rush into it. It's don't worry about the hype. At Flying Intellectual, one of our mottos with one of my clients, Mia Luor, is purpose over hype. Purpose over hype, period. Don't worry about the hype. Hype dies. Purpose never dies. I promise you, purpose never dies. You find your purpose and you walk in that. And once again, this is not just limited to branding. This is for anybody. This is for life. You find your purpose and you walk in it. Life becomes a lot easier. And not just easier just from you're going to make $1 million or, you know, you're not going to have hard days, but you can go to sleep well knowing that you are doing what you were put on this earth to do. And we all have a purpose. Whether you work a 9-to-5, whether you're an entrepreneur, it doesn't matter. But it takes time to really listen and do that introspective work to find out, yo, why is it that I'm here? And to really know and to walk in it and to affirm yourself, whether people agree with it or not, whether they're haters or not, because they're going to be haters, they're going to be people who don't support. You got to concentrate and know, hey, man, this is why I was put on this earth. This is my purpose. This is who I am, and this is what I'm meant to do. You do those things, I guarantee you, whatever it is that you're going to do is going to stand the test of time. As long as you have the great morals and you're meeting a need, tell your story in a unique way, present it in a visually, aesthetically pleasing way, knowing who your audience is, making sure that the DNA of the brand is solid, and that you know you have built yourself a proper identity while partnering and collabing with people so that the message can get out there more and more. Hopefully this helped, man. We are going to continue with this season 4. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Top Shatters are back in full effect. Ayo Dangles. Once again, if you don't know where that movie is from, you are too young to listen to this podcast. Psych, nah. You're not too young to listen to this podcast. We're just here to inform, inspire, and interact with the people. Thank you for the support on the limited release merch that we did, the Revolution merch. We sold out, and that could not be done without your help, and I'm grateful for that. Stay tuned for the fall winter line. We're working on that right now. I want Flying Intellectual to be everywhere, as many places as it can be, and I can't do that without y'all. So thank you for your support. Keep doing your thing. Keep branding at a high level. And on our next episode, we will have a guest. We'll keep that as a surprise until it's time to release it for the rollout. We'll have a few guests week after week who have built their brands and are branding at a high level. And hopefully some questions that you have can be answered. Y'all take care, man. Love. Peace. Yo, man. Thanks for tuning into my podcast. Please don't forget to review, rate, and share. That would help me out a lot, and it helps get the platform bigger and better. If you want to follow me on Instagram, it's @FlyYoungIntellectual, @FlyYoungIntellectual. Hit me on Twitter, @MrMister_FYI. Connect with me, man. 2020, we're doing bigger and better things. If you really like the platform, tell somebody about it, man. Until next time, peace.